And now we'll request His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj to speak to us about the importance of Brahminical initiation.
Human life is meant for coming to the point where we don't take birth again. But in order to come to that platform, in this life we have to take birth again. And that's called initiation. To take birth so that we don't take birth again. Srila Prabhupada explains that there are three kinds of births. The first birth is called Shaukra. Shaukra means seminal, the biological birth, the physical birth of our body, which everybody has. That's significant to the degree that it helps us to go ahead for at least the second, if not the third birth. If having acquired this special quality of the human form of life, we remain satisfied with only the first birth and don't go ahead for the second birth, then our human life is a waste. Then we will have to take birth again and again till such time as we move to that second birth. So that second birth is called the Savitra Janma. Janma means birth. Savitra means that which is taken by initiation. And that is when the person begins a spiritual life. When the person actually understands the meaning of the goal of life and starts practicing it seriously. And in our case, it means that the person is chanting the holy names of the Lord at least a fixed number of times every day, practices certain regulative principles of do's and don'ts in life, and essentially gets a new name as a servant of Krishna. So this is the second birth, which is the Savitra Janma. Then there is a third birth, which is called the Yajnika Janma. Yajnika means coming from the word yajna. Yajna means sacrifice. So a Yajnika Janma is that initiation by which one becomes eligible to perform sacrifices, fire sacrifices, and also to worship the deity of the Lord. So as far as we as devotees of Krishna are concerned in the Hare Krishna movement, we accept the second birth as the first initiation. That's how Srila Prabhupada explains it. And the third birth as the second initiation or the Brahminical initiation. Now a Brahmana is one who actually understands the absolute truth. It is explained, Janmana jayate shudraha sanskaradhi bhaved dvijaha veda pathad bhaved vipro brahma janati iti brahmanaha. The meaning of this verse is that everyone is born a shudra, meaning that the shaukra janma or the first birth is essentially a birth where we are in ignorance because we don't know anything about spiritual life. Then one becomes initiated by some samskaras. Then one becomes twice born. Dvija. Ja means both. Ja, janma. Dvi means twice. So one becomes a twice born by sacrifice, samskara. Then when one understands the purport of the scriptures, one becomes learned in the scriptures, one becomes a vipra, a learned dvija. And then one, when one as a result of studying the scriptures and applying it in life, understands the real meaning of the scriptures and becomes realized, then one is called a Brahmana. Brahma janati iti Brahmana. So this is the true meaning of a Brahmana. So our initiations are also somewhat in that scale, in that line. Srila Prabhupada explained that of the two initiations, the second initiation is very important. Not that the first isn't, because if you don't get the first, you don't get the second. So one starts with the first. Among the pancha samskaras, the five types of samskaras when it comes to initiation, and I won't talk much about it, we'll just mention it. there is the Naam, where one gets the name of Krishna, or also some acharyas have explained it as the chanting of the names of Krishna. There is Pundra, which means a tilak, especially for us is the Urdhva Pundra. We put the vertical tilak, and we don't look kindly upon those who put the horizontal tilak. So that's something else. So for us, the vertical tilak is important because the Lord resides in the space between the tilak. And Brahma and Shiva are the two other lines on the other side. And the little mark on the nose represents Tulasi. And she is placed at the lotus feet of the Lord, which is where the eyebrow is. So that's the second part. And the third is the tapa or the mudra, which is, we don't do that so much. The impressions of the holy names which are imprinted on the body with hot iron. Do we have any hot irons here? I don't think. Maybe afterwards. Kripa Maharaj Prabhu is planning to do that later, I think. I think at the moment he'll spare everybody concerned. So you have red hot irons and they're stamped on the body like that. So for practical reasons, I think in modern day Vaishnava societies, that's not done so much. So these are usually part of the first initiation. And then there is mantra and there is yaga, which are part of the second initiation. Mantra refers to certain mantras, especially the Gayatri mantras, and also the mantras that are required for deity worship. And then one does the yaga, which means the worship of the deity and performing sacrifices. So that eligibility comes with the second initiation. And one is supposed to become a brahmana at that time. So Srila Prabhupada in one conversation explained, when he was asked about what the significance of second initiation was, he said, first initiation is the beginning. It's like a probation. And then the second initiation is when the Vaishnava is recognized. Now he is a, or she is a competent Vaishnava, which means that the devotee has been following strictly the rules and regulations that a first initiated devotee is expected to follow. And there are several letters in which Prabhupada expressed a lot of concern about the casual way in which devotees have been recommended for second initiation. So he said, no, you must be very careful. You must be very, very scrutinizing when it comes to recommending names for second initiation. And these devotees must have followed the rules and regulations of the first initiation very, very strictly for at least 6 months to 1 year. And then one becomes a brahmana. And then Prabhupada goes on to emphasize, but actually we are neither Shudra, Vaishya, Kshatriya, nor Brahmana, nor anything. We are simply devotees. We are simply Vaishnavas. At a spiritual level, these things don't matter. But only for the sake of management, Prabhupada said. Sometimes we may have to do things. Then these particular things may be important. Also, of course, because they allow us to actually worship the deities, and therefore these things are important. Nevertheless, the crux of the matter is that both these imply formal connection with the disciplic succession going all the way up to Krishna. So it is a very, very sacred process, and it is something that is to be taken very seriously. It's not just a casual formality. Even though in the earlier days initiation was given like that, it wasn't a big issue. It was just given personally, privately, by the guru to the disciple, maybe by murmuring the mantras in the ear, handing over the beads, giving the new name, and that was it. There may or may not have been a ceremony associated with it. But as Kali Yuga progresses, the influence of the outside world is so strong that the initiates need to strengthen their conviction that the process they're about to embark upon is something very, very serious. Therefore, we have a yajna, and there is a sacrificial fire. we have the initiation ceremony in the presence of many devotees, in front of the deities, chanting of mantras, a feast, and so that we realize it's something serious. It's not just something casual. It is for life. It's for keeps. So I would like to heartily congratulate those devotees who are taking the first initiation as well as the second initiation. Both are very, very important. And as Prabhupada mentioned, it's initiation, meaning you initiate something, you begin something. It's not the end. Now we've entered medical school, a long way off till we become qualified doctors, and our real business begins when we qualify as doctors. So similarly, when we're initiated, we enter into the Vaishnava school, we are probationers till we become pure devotees. After becoming pure devotees, then our real business starts, when we actually serve Krishna with 100% pure heart. So congratulations and best wishes to all the devotees who are accepting initiation today. And of course, to His Grace Kripamaya Prabhu for having accepted to take on this very, very grave responsibility. And also to all those devotees who have been helping and guiding these devotees today. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.